بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، Dear respected brothers and sisters, the last credit crunch taught us so many lessons. One of the writers, he wrote a very important article. His name is John Foster. You can Google his name. And he wrote a very important article in BBC website. And he said in that article that Islamic finance lost the chance. How? Please listen to this. I know, I'm talking about Islamic finance. Many people wouldn't like to hear much about Islamic finance because they don't know much about Islamic finance. But no, I'm not talking about Islamic finance. He said that Islamic finance, because Islamic finance compromised so much until it became very similar to the conventional Western finance. There were no major differences between Islamic finance and Western finance. So Islam, because of this, or Islamic finance because of this, failed to provide a role model for the world. Islamic finance, because of this, failed to provide a solution for the problems the whole world is suffering from, or the whole world is suffering from. This is a very important point. Had we kept Islam as it is, had we kept Islamic finance as Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted it to be, without compromising, then we would be more qualified to provide a solution for humanity. And that's what happens if we start changing Islam. If we start changing Islam, people will look at Islam and they will see that Islam is very similar to Western values or Western system. And then they will say, what is the difference between Islam and the Western values? And they will say that even the Western lifestyle is better for us than Islam, because we see that Islam is failing in Muslim countries and we see that Western lifestyle is successful in Western countries. So it is better for us to stick to what we have, and we will fail in giving them da'wah. What was the point? The point is, we change Islam to fit into the Western context. We change Islam to fit into the Western lifestyle or to accommodate. We change Islam to meet the Western values. And because of this, Islam became very similar to Western values, and Islam could not provide any solution for them. Let me give you another example. Now, many Western countries, they used to consider male circumcision as something illegal. After some time, they found that male circumcision is a very healthy practice, and it helps reducing the HIV. Because of this, they started to accept it, and they made it legal. In fact, I heard that some Western countries are trying to encourage people to have male circumcision. Some people deny that female circumcision is part of Islam. Why? Because as they think that it is against Western human rights. Now, tell me, if later on the West itself found that female circumcision is a very healthy practice, and by that time we abandoned it, what do you think they will look at us? We will be seen as silly people. We compromise on a very important practice, and they found that it is a good practice, so they will not admire Islam. So the message is, leave Islam as it is. Islam as it is the most attractive religion for non-Muslims. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.